Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What a day, man. What a day. Sad day.
Wait a minute, what are you playing, Kevin? Khaki Kevin? Is that stuck in the middle? Turn it up a little bit. Follow the old heads. OGs. Can I just say jokers to the right?
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. And of course, for all of our Reservoir Dog fans out there, you guys know exactly where we're going with this. Probably one of the more iconic scenes in movie history, if we're really being honest about it.
Cut the ear off.
Cuts the ear off. What a gruesome scene. Of course, you don't get to see him actually cut the ear off. They actually pan away from it. But what a movie. Tarantino was on a heater.
Yes.
In those early to mid-90s. You had what? True Romance, which he wrote.
Uh-huh.
Unbelievable movie.
Uh-huh.
I didn't realize he wrote the original screenplay for Natural Born Killers.
Mm-hmm.
And then apparently, I just saw a thing with him the other day where apparently then Oliver Stone went and rewrote a bunch of it and that pissed him off. But you had True Romance.
Yep.
Classic. Reservoir Dogs. Classic. Yep. Pulp Fiction,
Kill Bill.
That's still the greatest movie of all time. Mm-hmm. Kill Bill, and I'm gonna tell you a movie that I don't think gets near enough love, and to me is in the top three or four of all Quentin Tarantino movies. Jackie Brown.
Yeah, Jackie Brown was
Man,
awesome.
Man, look,
that was a takeoff of blaxploitation movies from back
I'll
in
tell
the 70s.
You what, our boy, what was it? Samuel Jackson, uh-huh. Beaumont. Uh-huh. What a great movie! But Michael Madsen, Mr. Blonde, in Reservoir Dogs
R.I.P.
dies today, and you said it was from a
cardiac arrest.
Man. And then, of course,
we don't know how the cardiac arrest.
Don't know how it started, but as you alluded to, we were doing the crosstalk with them G-Bag boys. Man, he's had a rough go of it.
Yeah, he had
last
a situation,
year and
domestic
a half.
Situation with his estranged wife, and then his son committed
his son.
Suicide.
That's tough sledding right there. So, shout out, and of course, his sister, Virginia Madsen, who is an actress in her own right. Now, the only movie I know her from is Sideways, which was the wine drinking movie, which was a damn good movie in its own right. But she had a, if you haven't
movie
seen it yet,
is a sport.
Movie watching is a sport. I was tinkering with the idea. Top five movies. Because I told you earlier, I sat in on the midday show for 1080 this on Monday and Tuesday, and they had a list.
Our sister station,
1080.
KRLD News.
Top 50 movies about America.
Mm-hmm.
And so we came up with our own list. So top five movies to watch to celebrate America on July 4th. You go with that?
You want me to do it off the top of my head?
No, no. You don't have to do it now. We don't do it till 10:30.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't do it till 10:20.
Yeah, let's do that.
We got two hours. And again, I've got, you know, like I one of the movies that everybody wants to, you know, one of the movies that people like to go to a lot is like Born on the 4th of July.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've got my own spin on it, and I know you do too. So we'll do that at 10:20, and of course, you guys chime in as well. 877-881-1053. That's if we don't hear from Mr. Blake Elliott first, and we may just have him do, you know, top five things you've seen in Grease since you've been there. So we'll see, TBD on that. That said, with Michael Madsen dying today, and of course he was also in Donnie.
Tolo saying she was also in Candyman too.
See, I never saw that. Is that a horror movie?
Yeah.
Candyman?
Yeah. You say his name and show up.
Yeah. Three times in the mirror, right?
That's it.
Raise your hand if you tried that in school and nothing happened. I'm not a horror movie guy. So, anywho.
I laugh at horror movies. Did you know that? My wife and kids are like, why are you laughing? I said, because it's funny. Whenever, in other words, if there's a surprise, yeah, instead of people getting, I don't get scared of the horror movies. I just laugh. And I went, it was a good horror movie because it made me laugh.
What's your, if you had to, what's one horror movie off the top of your head that you actually like were impressed with from just a cinematic standpoint?
Sinners.
Okay. Is that a horror movie?
Yes. It's got it vampires is. In it.
Oh, it does.
It's so different.
Okay.
It's got levels.
Really?
And that's why you said it's got something to it. All right. It's not.
Are they doing a sequel?
No, it's. They haven't said that.
Okay.
I will say this. I think it's going to be on HBO Max now. I think it's coming out, or Netflix, one of them. It's getting ready to go on a.
All right, I'm going to check
Michael
it out.
B. Jordan, that movie is something special.
I like Michael B. Jordan.
You have no idea where it's going, but it's clever, and it's got vampires in it.
Hot take, and this may be controversial. I thought he was the better performer in Black Panther.
Oh, yeah, yeah. In fact, he got killed off. What? Come on, man.
I thought.
He was really good.
I thought he was phenomenal.
He was very, very impressive in that movie.
I mean.
He wasn't the Black Panther, but he was equal.
I tell you what, I thought he was incredible in that role. Mm-hmm. All right. With Michael Madsen's passing, real quick before we get into the rules for tomorrow, barbecue cookout and how to act accordingly, who is one celebrity that's passed away that had you feeling some type of way?
Okay, the Tolo from the 940, because you teased it going to the commercial break.
Yes.
He had a couple of guys that are on my list, Kobe and Michael Jackson. Both of those. He said Kobe and Michael Jackson hit different. Their deaths hit different. And for me, this is a crazy little story, but when Elvis died, I was in Memphis at the time, because that's where I went to high school and stuff.
Yeah, you're from Memphis.
And it was crazy because, first of all, he died in Memphis in the hospital.
Yeah.
He actually died on the toilet.
I was going to say he died in the toilet, right?
I was already working on the radio, and I think I'd come home. I was going to OU at the time, or maybe a freshman OU. I was home for the summer. I was working in a radio station, but I was also working at a window-shaped warehouse, and we had to drive past Graceland all the time.
Okay.
And I kid you not, I had met Elvis when I was in high school. Not met him, but...
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
He was at the. I was at the Liberty Bowl game, a football game.
Okay.
And they said, "Ladies and gentlemen, the king of rock and roll is here, Elvis Presley." And everybody's looking up at me, and I'm like, "Wait a minute!" The crowd's looking towards where I was. I was like sitting on the top deck stuff, right? And behind me in a suite was Elvis, and he was waving everybody. And I'm like, I just looked up because there he was. Right. He's like 50 feet away at that.
Was he wearing one of them suits?
Sort of. He had a jacket on, motorcycle jacket. But this is the thing in Memphis. In Memphis, everybody always felt like, I mean, you always, it was in the paper. If you ran into Elvis, he'd give you a Cadillac. And I kept saying, I'm going to run into Elvis and I'm going to get a Cadillac. When I was like, I know I'm going to meet Elvis and he's going to give me a Cadillac because he's always giving Cadillacs to people. And so when he died and I'm in Memphis,
yeah,
I was like, damn, I didn't get the Cadillac.
This dude here.
And then on top of all that, everybody, people were stealing newspapers off your front lawn
because
it was a souvenir.
Yeah.
Item. And there were people, you know, with candlelit vigils outside of Graceland. I'm passing all this. And one of my high school friends, she made the documentary because she's crying outside at Graceland when it happened. And I actually went to Graceland years after he died.
Yeah.
And I went there the one day nobody was there. And I asked the tour guide, I said, how is nobody here? It was the Monday after Thanksgiving. Elvis Graceland is a destination when you go to Memphis. And it's always packed except the, it was pure luck, the Monday after Thanksgiving. I said, you just got. And so guess what? I stepped over the rope. I jumped on his bed. I was doing the things you can't do. Because there was nobody there but me.
So you're just bebopping around Graceland.
All by
just
myself.
Like you ain't.
I was the only one there.
Wow.
And it was just because it was.
Was it kind of eerie being in there?
Sort of.
Yeah.
First of all, it's not as big as you would think it would be. And his grave was there.
Stop.
Kevin's already saving
it. Never want to hear that. It's the last thing you want to hear.
The house was not as large as you would think it would be.
You definitely want to be big and stay big.
Where'd that come from?
He had a.
What would you say? It's like a 4-bedroom house or something like that? They say it's a mansion, but.
It's a mansion, but it's no bigger than like a house in Preston Hollow or in Highland Park.
His house is
in
Frisco, just bigger than that.
And he had a swimming pool. It was not a huge swimming pool. And the other thing about it was gaudy. I mean, he had gold this and velvet walls. And,
yeah.
But he had this one warehouse thing in the backyard that had all of his clothes, that his performance clothes. You know, the capes and
all
of that. And so that was impressive.
I bet.
And then they had his
was a studio there too?
No, he didn't record in that studio. He recorded a studio in downtown Memphis.
Okay.
And he also had his little airplane, the Lisa Marie.
Yeah.
It was parked across the street and like in the parking lot over there. It's a tourist attraction.
Wait a minute, his airplane was across the street?
Well, you could put him. His yard wasn't big enough for the plane. I'm talking about like a little G6 or something.
Okay, I'm just saying, like, but it wasn't like at the airport. It was just
because it's nobody's using it. It's just sitting there.
Oh,
I'm talking about while he's alive. I'm talking about now that he's passed away.
Oh, I got you.
Tourist bus across the street. They own the parking lot, and on the parking lot you see the Lisa Marie airplane, and then you get on the tourist bus, and they just drive you across the street, and then you're in the gates, and then you go. So everybody in Memphis knows where Graceland is. So all while he was alive, you pass Graceland, but you never go in.
Yeah.
And then when he passed away, it's a tourist trap. So I was like, I'm not ever going. And I went, I'm bored. It's a Monday after Thanksgiving. I'm home for Thanksgiving, whatever. And it was nobody there. And so I just had the run of the place.
I'll be
damned. When he died in the hospital, he died at St. Jude's Hospital. St. Jude's is everywhere now.
Yeah.
It's the big Danny Thomas and Marlo Thomas. He died at St. Jude's. And everybody knew he was on drugs because he wasn't
wasn't
himself. So we knew it was a drug overdose, but we didn't know he died on the toilet
until
it came out.
That's rough. Well,
and Prince's death.
The information coming out, not anything else coming out.
Yeah, Prince's death is another tell us that Prince's death hit hard too because he was my favorite. Yeah. And I got Prince stories and Michael Jackson stories and all.
The only
I've been to both of their houses too.
You've been to Paisley Park?
Of course.
I
went to a party over there.
Did he serve you pancakes?
No. And no. I interviewed him. Have you heard my interview when I asked him about the pancakes?
I know you played
the audio
part of the audio one time. We got to hear that again.
Yeah, the Chappelle Show.
Yeah.
About the pancakes. Yeah.
Because he really did serve him pancakes,
he
didn't
him pancakes.
He? Absolutely. And they play, and they really
and,
played
and
basketball.
Prince told me, that's the least I could do.
That dude's something else.
Yeah. In fact, the party I went to, he had a party at Paisley Park. At All-Star Weekend, NBA All-Star Weekend.
And for
those
who don't know, Paisley Park is his
studio, but he moved into it. He used to have
his compound, right?
I went to his house first and ran it. Have I told you that story? I got all these CA stories.
You got some,
I'm coming to World Series in Minneapolis, and so I took a cab and said, take me over to Prince's house. Because I figured, just like Graceland.
Yeah, because didn't you smooth talk the dude into letting you in or something like that? Or the guy at the gate. Exactly.
He said, I'll show you on the cameras all over his house. So he's showing me the rooms on his camera outside. And then Prince pulls up in his car. He's had like a white BMW. And I wave at him, and he lowers the window and says, have you been to Paisley Park? I said, no. And he said, he gave me the cab driver the directions and had me go to Paisley. I went to his first house that was purple. And it was a really nice purple house. And his dad was living in that one.
Okay.
He had a basketball court outside. And then the guy, one of the neighbors said, oh, he doesn't even live here anymore. He lives in at this address. So being a cab driver, what's
like
the
they just flippantly just gave you the information? Well, and just this
is
somewhere.
Like I said, this is like in Memphis.
Yeah,
everybody knows where Graceland
is. That's true. That's
so
true.
I'm like,
that's true.
Paisley? Where's Prince's house?
That's fair.
In my mind, it's the same kind of thing. Everybody in town should know. And so I go to Paisley Park because Prince told me that, and I go around that place by myself, and then I get invited to the part. Tom Joyner took me with him to
one of the parties.
It was this big party. It started at 10 in the evening.
Yeah.
And it ended at 7 in the morning.
Right.
And he performed twice. Changed clothes. David Robinson, the Admiral, he was there. Tevin Campbell, our boy from Walk to Hatchie.
Yeah.
Can we talk? He was there. And Prince invited him to come on the stage, come to the stage and perform. And Tevin was standing by. I just can't. I'm too nervous. I'm like, come on.
Are you kidding me? Prince asked you to come up and sing and you didn't?
He didn't. Because he was nervous.
Man.
He didn't Prince had his rock group called Soul Asylum, and they performed with him.
Soul Asylum, the group? Runaway Train, never coming back?
Yes, they were.
Wrong Way on a one-way track?
He brought them on the stage, and they performed. It was a hell of a performance. And then, this is the other part.
What did he do? So did Prince, did he play too? Did he play?
Yes, he played all the instruments. So here's what's so wild.
Wow.
Earlier, before he did all these performances, we all knew he was going to perform later. It's like, you know he's going to perform. So I'm talking to some of the guys in his band and stuff. This is when he changed his name to the symbol.
Was Apollonia there?
No.
Okay.
No, that was just the movie. So I said, hey, what do y'all call him? He said, we call him Prince. I said, he's a symbol. He said, no, we call him Prince.
Yeah.
So when Prince came over, we're just sitting around talking, right? So Prince comes over, he's working the room. He comes over there and I said, hey, I don't want to get it wrong. How do you pronounce your name? Guess what he said? You don't.
Oh, coming up next, what are the rules, the do's, and the don'ts for when it's July 4th, cookout versus a barbecue, and how to act accordingly? Chris is going to tell you next. Don't go anywhere.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.